I am Marvin the Mix, and I'm honored to be joined in the studios of KUMD by Afro Geode. Thank you for joining us on The Local. I'm so happy that you could come in to discuss your new single, Unprotected Woman, and let us get to know you. Welcome, Afro Geode.
Thank you, Marvin. It's an honor to be here.
You've just recently started going by the pseudonym Afro Geode. Please let us know about that name and what it means to you.
I had a chance within the last year as I was transitioning into being a solo artist to just redefine who I am, think about my identity within music. And I wanted something that really captured and spoke to my heritage, also spoke to the spiritual side of myself. My spirituality is rooted in respect for elements, respect for earth, and respect for the gifts that we get from nature, and geodes are one of them. And I love geodes. It's something that I collect. It's something that beautiful, they're precious, and wanting to combine aspects of my identity, have an opportunity to rename myself. So it's a process to kind of just think about how I wanted to intentionally go about that. And that's where I arrived. And for those who know me, it really fits and really, I think, speaks to my music and the themes within my music. So,
and can you tell me a little bit about your collection of Geo? What drew you to that?
Honestly, when I first started dating my now fiance, crystals and stones were things that we enjoyed like finding on walk. I've always really felt connected to crystals, to Geo. I just think they are beautiful and they're complex. There's more than what meets the outside eye. You have to dig into it, sometimes crack them open in order to see the true beauty inside. And I can really kind of relate to that beauty within. That's how I feel about geodes.
That's great. Thank you.
Do
you believe artists can benefit from taking on a persona to inspire their music?
I think that it's really important and essential for me. I also understand that people keep their personal life sacred, private, and I think that there's good that can come from just kind of not giving the world your entire self, letting them interpret who you are through your music. I think since I have intentionally gone about rebranding myself with Afro Geode as my artist name, I've dug deep into that and really channeled it, and it's helped me to write my music. I think it's just about what works for you.
You were also involved with a widely shared video for the census last summer. How did you get involved with that?
Dan Sand Creatives actually manages my music. Daniel Oyenloy, also an artist, but also a videographer. So he does a lot of digital storytelling projects and was tapped for the project. He reached out to me and asked if it was something that I want to participate in. And it's very hard to say no to Daniel. He's always got a vision, and everything he touches turns to gold. So I was happy to participate in the project, especially because of the intention of the Census Bureau, and was just an important message to get out to our community. And I think that we did so in a really inclusive and representative way. It was quite the masterpiece to see come together with all the different voices and all the interpretations of the song.
You work with Dan Sand Creatives and putting together your music. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Daniel, we've had him on The Local here before. He's a great person to interview with his mixtape project.
Yes.
I had the honor to interview him. Can you tell us a little bit about the collaboration and how the two of you work together on the track that you put together, as well as in general?
Usually, you know, I have an idea. And the cool thing about Dan Sand Creatives is we have lots of different talents on the team. And what's also cool is we're all, you know, Black, Indigenous, people of color. Representation definitely matters. Yeah, I came up with the concept of the song. My friend JG, who's also a creative, that's what we call her. We call ourselves creatives. But when I had the concept of the song, I was looking for a specific vibe. I'd heard his music, and I really wanted to zone in on how him and I could collaborate and work together. And he and I sat down, and honestly, it was within hours that we came up with the body, is what I call, of the beat. And then he took it home and fine-tuned it. I took it to Daniel and just kind of presented it to him. And he's like, we got to get this recorded. And I had never recorded, at least a solo, before. You know, I had been included in other projects, but this was the first time that I recorded independently as an artist. And we kind of talked about what would be some great spaces in Duluth that would really capture the essence, the sound, and the message. Sacred Heart Music Center just immediately popped into my mind. The whole space is very sacred for a voice like mine. it's something that I can't even explain. When I start to kind of open my mouth and sing in that space, everything just comes together and resonates. That's where we wanted to do it, and that's how it happened. And I've recorded one more track there to be released later this spring. There's just so many legendary artists who have performed in that space, and it accumulates. You know, when you're standing there, you can just kind of feel the presence, those who have performed before you in that space, and channel that. And I had just a wonderful time recording at Sacred Heart.
I can't wait to hear the next song that you have coming out. I'm glad you got one already in the hopper.
Yeah.
So we've really been enjoying your new single, Unprotected Woman, here on The Local. When we're going to take a listen to it now and have more from Afrogeode after we listen to this.
She sits and stares in heartbreak and pain at the woman he gave us their table. Black women in America are disproportionately subject to disrespect, and black women have come to expect that it's themselves they must protect. Black women are performing cultural taxation, commodified by appropriation, and the first chosen for emotional exploitation. Black women, black queens, rise.
That is a new single from Afrogeode called Unprotected Woman, and we have her here in the studio. We'll ask you a few questions about that track. You have some very thought-provoking lyrics in that single, but let's start with the title. Will you help our listeners understand where you're coming from with the title Unprotected Woman?
The song originated out of a really painful and unfortunate experience that I'd had in one of my relationships. I didn't quite have the language to talk about the depth of the harm that person had caused me within the relationship. I felt on a level of betrayal that, because the person is a Caucasian person, is a white person, it felt like the depth of the betrayal went just further beyond, like, you violated my trust or you didn't, you know, specifically respect me. Felt a lot deeper. At the time, I was really starting to get into what it means to be a black woman and what it means to travel this world in my body as a queer, fat black woman. I was starting to kind of realize, as a lot of other black women felt like disrespected and unprotected in their places of work, in their relationships, etc. At the time, I had reacquainted myself with some of Malcolm X's speeches and some of his work. And in one of his speeches, he talks about the plight of the black woman, and he says the most disrespected person in America is the black woman. The most unprotected person in America is the black woman. The most neglected person in America is the black woman. And I think that's a really powerful quote and a really powerful message. I know that I think that there is an increased understanding that black women, we have all these expectations that are placed on us that we don't ask for. Performing emotional labor, being culturally taxed, which is kind of what that means, is expected to be the liaison or the educator or the trainer, places of work or in your friendships, about the black experience, and not to be compensated for that. Yeah, that just in society in general, there's things like colorism, there's things like sexism, there's things like glass ceilings, there's things like oppressive experiences in systemic racism. And the people who are, in my opinion, hit most brutally are Black women, Black trans women specifically and especially, but Black women also and as well. And until we're free and respected and free to be who we are in our skin, nobody can really truly be free. And so I think my song speaks a lot to the plight of the Black woman and just experiencing what it feels like to just not feel held or protected, what it feels like to feel like you show up for everyone else but yourself.
One of my favorite lyrics in the track is, "She runs a race, fast paced, but never does she place." And I think this sentiment is something that everyone can relate to, but I have a feeling it takes on more than one meaning for you.
Yeah, I think a while ago I saw this kind of meme and like a literal race, and there were people all at the start line. There were white people or Caucasian people who had a clear path to the finish line. And then the Black people or the people of color who were in the race had all these hurdles, had, you know, even a ball and chain kind of like attached to their foot. And that just kind of like definitely, I think, speaks to the experience of privilege and accessibility. We run the race. We're training three times as hard, but placing last or second to last as Black women many times, doing all the things, playing all the roles, and not really having much for ourselves at the end of the day.
What, in your view, is the work that needs to be done by folk, white people in particular, to be able to say that they're anti-racist? Where would you suggest that they begin?
On themselves, unpacking how whiteness shows up within themselves. And it's interesting because we talk a lot more as there's been more dialogue about systemic racism and reparations and how we begin to address the inequalities and the grievances that BIPOC people have. It has to start within yourself, understanding what whiteness is and how dangerous whiteness is. And I say whiteness, what people formerly used to say is like white privilege. I don't like to use the phrase white privilege because I think the facade of privilege is, I know that it's entirely made up and it's supported by systems and structures that allow a delusion of superiority to exist. Within that delusion are a set of behaviors, a set of beliefs, a set of things like indifference that keep whiteness in place. And it's really about unpacking that and understanding how detrimental and destructive and nihilistic it is. We got to figure out at the end of the day how much are I'm not going to say we, I think white people need to figure out how much are we willing to destroy to keep up this false notion of superiority up. I don't want to kind of be a spokesperson in this space either. I think that Sonia Renee Taylor has some wonderful work out there. Amanda Seals, Resma Menachem also has some fabulous, wonderful work. His book, My Grandmother's Hand, talking about white body supremacy. And Sonia talks a lot about what whiteness is. And so folks, if they really want to do their research, you know, they can start there. Those people are really wonderful guides for some of that.
Thank you so much for your time today. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the Northland before we sign off?
My single, Unprotected Woman, is available for streaming on all platforms. Look for more music later this spring, this year. Thanks to the Minnesota State Arts Board, I received a grant and I will be able to continue making more music, more content. You can follow me on Instagram at AfroGeode. You can also find me on Facebook at AfroGeode.
Thank you so much for blessing us with your voice and talents today on The Local AfroGeode. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.